When we enter herein with all humility and a deeper need of understanding, we allow the Almighty Mothers to enter into this circle by the entrance of an eternal happiness, of a divine prosperity, of a perfect joy, of an abundant charity, and of an eternal salutation. Let all the demons fly from this space, especially those who are opposed unto this work. We allow the fierce openers of the way sent by the divine ones to assist and protect this circle, denying entry to discord and strife. Magnify and extend our capacity for revelation, O Mighty Mothers, as we walk in truth and righteousness in your most sacred names, and bless our conversation and our assembly. Sanctify, O Mothers, our humble entry herein. You, the blessed and holy ones of eternal ages. What is an eclipse? You can look up a dictionary definition, but let's just think about it. There's an event in the sky where an object or celestial body obscures another one. Then, for a certain amount of time, partial or complete darkness. First, let's address this notion that you should not look at an eclipse. We must think and question everything. Of course, I'm not telling you to go out and harm your eyes in any way. I'm asking you, as always, to think. Perhaps this was a warning to people about looking up in the bright sky. Today, people understand it as, and teach it as, not looking at the eclipse. But what do you do? What do people do normally when looking up at the bright sky? Yes, you shield your eyes. If someone needs a rule for you to shield your eyes, then you do not need to be looking up while the sun is shining. However, when the darkening occurs, however brief or long, why should you not look at it? You look at the night sky, or you should, or could. So why not at an eclipse, at the peak of darkness? Ponder that. Now, they do have glasses to help you see the eclipse, which are quite useful, especially when there's a partial eclipse and the sun is shining. So those are indeed helpful. While we're on the subject of questioning, you have to understand that the enemy makes a religion out of everything. If you say, for instance, do not use metal with say clay. This now is applied to everything religiously. We have to ask, why should we not use a metal spoon, for instance, while mixing clay? What happens? What type of reaction happens between the clay, the metal, and the other ingredient? Is it the other ingredient that incite the reaction, say vinegar? And is the reaction necessarily not beneficial? Which leads to another point. Just because the enemy screams that something is bad, you have to ask, who is it bad for? Many other studies, although sometimes they use our genetic material, is done for them, their biology. So when that culture says something is good, you ask, well, is it good for me? If they say this is bad, you ask, is this bad for me? And in what ways? Allow that culture to run in the direction they want to run while you stand still and question before you take a step in any direction. So looking at the eclipse may or may not have a spiritual effect on you. We question this because we are persuaded not to do so. Again, we look at the night sky. So let's receive a message just for Sacred Blue listeners concerning the solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. And for this message, I used the I Ching, which I find to be so on point, so relevant. It's direct. You will not hear what you want to hear. And it is very accurate. You do not have to follow what you get blindly. But the I Ching does give great insight. And it's funny, when I find I'm getting the message that I want to hear, it is because I incorrectly got the lines of the hexagram wrong. And I find that interesting. Did I do this subconsciously? And when I was ready for the answer, I saw the mistake. Using the I Ching is relatively easy to learn. So I encourage you to explore it. But let's get to the message. I asked for a message for Sacred Blue Lotus audience concerning the solar eclipse. And what I was given was a hexagram that has what's called a changing line. So there will be an outcome based on the initial advice if you follow it. The first hexagram was decrease, restraint, modesty, sincerity. So during this time of the eclipse and days following, hold back from excessive activity. You may want to do even a whole bunch of rituals, or you're obsessed about something, or you're shopping a lot. Whatever you're doing in excess, restrain, hold back, conserve. This is the time you want to balance your energies as much as you can. I know some of us out here have to work on that day and days following, but there's no reason you should not be able to center yourself as much as possible. There are situations that you can avoid. Huddles in the lunchroom, telephone calls, which you know before you even answer will throw you off. People, places, and things that want to draw energy from you to serve in the best way you can. You want to avoid extremes in emotions. And like always, nothing is just this or that. It is this and that. But there is something beyond this and that, which we haven't yet gotten to in Sacred Blue Lotus, and we will. But for now, while you're conserving your energy, this is a good time to begin a new project. That may sound contradictory, but you want to use that excess energy that's going everywhere and channel some of that into a new project. Again, you don't want to do anything that's going to tire you, frustrate you. Perhaps work a little on your art. Get rid of the excesses in your home and share with other people. Draw, write. That new project you were thinking about? Now is a good time to do it. Do it in joy. Now, if you follow this guidance, the likely outcome is that you will see improvement in your life. You will see yourself advancing. Those of you who could be leaders will find yourself in more leadership opportunities or situations. Take advantage. As long as you are righteous and have good intentions, the energies will support you. This is a very auspicious hexagram. You will prevail. Curb the excesses. Channel your energy into a project that is beneficial to you, your household, your community, onward and outward, and you will prevail. What a benevolent, auspicious outlook. If anyone is trying to shove down your throat the opposite, turn away. You do not have to accept that reality. I also consulted another deck and Het Heru came out in the reading. Have we not talked about the influence of the Great Mothers and during this upcoming season's time, the celestial bovines are making themselves known. Again, no one kill them. The Great Mothers chose to withdraw, mainly because her daughters were being so disobedient. We had to learn a lesson. Have you learned the lesson? Are you ready to move on? Amit is the being sitting in Duat, ready to devour those whose scales do not balance. When you see Amit, that means judgment has already been passed and she's ready to devour your ass. Also, if you've been asking about a situation you're not sure about, there's a possibility of danger. So back away. This is a time to use your words of power or Heka in a benevolent and beneficial way. For instance, instead of a spell to attack your enemies, you do a ritual or spell or say words of power that not only protects your energy, but returns your energy to you and blocks anyone from trying to siphon your energy from you. This is much more powerful during these days than attacks. Retreat, protect, and return your energy. During these upcoming times, what is here will no longer be here, and what is unseen will be visible. Things will be exiting, and energies will be returning. This is a time of beauty and creation of beautiful things. How do you define beauty? Collectively, we are going through a dark night of the soul. But from darkness comes light. Darkness is first. And in that darkness, if you go to the places you're scared to visit in yourself, if you face those things about yourself that you try to ignore, if you reveal what is hidden, you could give birth to new situations in your life. But you must have courage. You're scared to try because you might fail. But by not trying, you are failing anyway. Balance, harmony, conserving energy. And recognize the the great mothers so that they may recognize you. With this message, be whole and be complete.